This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Just as the American public is being dramatically compelled to look at abortion and its commercial implications, the U.S. Senate is picking up steam on its consideration of banning the abortions favored in that commercial use. The ban on 20-week gestation abortions is known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, and senators will face a vote after their August recess, which means senators may be talking to you between now and their vote. A court has ruled that the White House was wrong in saying that Tyndale House Publishers was not religious enough to be exempt from the Obamacare HHS contraceptive mandate. The publisher of Bibles is protected, yet protectors of religious freedom say the case points out an inequity created in the last week when an order of religious sisters who work with the poor and aged were compelled to comply or pay crushing IRS fines. This is Life News Radio. In the story of the Gentile woman begging for her daughter's healing, Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to his children. Healing is as much a part of Christian salvation as water is part of human life. One is essential to the other. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards is apologizing for the tone, but not the substance, of comments made in a video expose about the commercial use of fetal children after abortion, calling her medical director an employee. Richards is busy doing damage control, even as the investigator in the original video promises the release of another expose next week. This has been Life News Radio.